Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Jesus tells a parable in Luke chapter 14 of a king who prepared a magnificent banquet and sent out invitations. The terrible thing was, people didn't want to come. They all sent their RSVPs with regretfully decline. Now, they all gave their excuses. One said, "I just bought a field, which I need to inspect, but I hope your party goes great." Another said, "I just bought a pair of oxen, and I need to look them over. Appreciate the invite, though." The third said, "I just got married. So sorry not to be able to make it." It's an amazing thing. So many people do not want what God is offering. So many people are not interested in transforming union with God. For that is what heaven is. They're not interested in the eternal ecstatic celebration. Why on earth is this? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We always have a difficult time picturing things we haven't experienced yet. And that's especially true of heaven. Actually, since the heart of heaven is transforming union with God, that makes it even harder to imagine. We can't picture God in all his full glory. We can't even conceive of what exactly God is and what exactly our participating in his life could look like. So we say, "No thanks, not right now. I have other things to think about, lands and oxen and family, you know, lots of stuff." You know how it is. A lot going on. But thanks for thinking of me. Maybe another time. And we put off the path to happiness. We refuse God's invitation to draw closer to him and the eternal celebration He's prepared for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We human beings are generally completely incapable of imagining great goods we haven't yet experienced. A baby in the womb can't imagine colors and sounds or the beauty of his mother's smile as she looks down on him. A five-year-old can't really imagine the joys of being a parent. So we very, very often just cling to a good that we have now, or we pine nostalgically for a good we used to have, or maybe we just try to get more of what we've been given already. But it's really hard for us to open up to a radically new kind of experience, especially if it demands that we change and grow, that we allow ourselves to be purified and strengthened in order to attain it. Why do you think so many people are afraid of marriage and family? It's for the same reason that the rest of us are afraid of God making us saints, because we know it's going to really stretch us in painful ways, and we can't really imagine the payoff. But if we look at what God has already done, it should make us more willing to trust that whatever suffering he has in store for us, whatever we need to give up, it's going to be worth it for what God is offering, because he's offering the opportunity to become like him by participating in his divine life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Everything you have been given, and everything that has been taken away from you, is for the sake of preparing you for God's ultimate gift, Himself. Every gift you've been given, and every gift that's been taken away from you is the invitation to become like God by sharing in His divine life. He really wants you to share in all He is and has. And you accept that invitation by accepting both gifts and losses at God's hands. This is the great principle Job presented to his wife. Shall we accept good things from God, but not suffering and loss? We accept good fortune from God and misfortune because both are the invitation to prepare for the eternal wedding feast. And you'll notice, if you look over the course of your life, that whenever you have accepted both blessing and loss without complaint, without resentment, God has always followed both with greater blessings than you could have ever imagined. Just as Job ended his life with greater blessings after his trials than before. If God has given you gifts, given you lands or oxen or a good marriage, then praise God. But if He has taken those things away or takes anything else away, then praise Him just the same. For that is your personal acceptance to the eternal happiness, and you accept that invitation by surrendering to God, surrendering to all that God allows to happen in your life, because you know, and experience has taught you, that greater blessings are in store for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All the blessings and all the trials God sends us are tending toward the one supreme blessing, union with Him. And because we can't imagine what that will look like, or even conceive of it, we're tempted to decline the invitation in favor of more familiar things. To really accept the invitation, to really welcome blessings or trials as precursors to the greatest happiness, to actually get excited about the wedding party. Now, for that to happen, we have to actually desire that supreme good, God Himself, and that requires a special grace from God. We will never fully trust God, and so we will never be fully docile, open to His program for our lives, unless we desire the ultimate goal it's all leading to. So we beg you, dear Lord, we are sorry that we do not desire you above all. And we are sorry that the thought of growing closer to you doesn't excite us in a way that it should. So please, Lord, give us a greater desire for you so that we can enthusiastically respond to every invitation you send us, every circumstance of life that comes our way, so that we can delight forever with you at your wedding banquet, in your glorious home, heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on? What were you thinking about?
I think, like our last meditation, this one makes for a very, very good examination of conscience, just because you can ask yourself, in a sense, why, what's my excuse? What am I telling God? I'm doing this first. I would love to come regretfully, which is an ironic word in this place, because it's not that regretfully. We would regret to go, really.
Yes.
But I think we all have our excuses. I also was thinking about this, for me, is a big theme in my life, because I really would, like, kind of like a hobbit, I would really like to stay home. I think that's why The Hobbit is such a good book, because it really just sets up his character with the number one thing. He doesn't want to leave his house. He doesn't want to go on an adventure. He wants nothing to do with any of it. He just wants to stay home where it's cozy, and he has control, and he's very comfortable, and it's very predictable, and he has all of the joys that he already knows. But I experience that kind of feeling every time I travel. And I'm like, but if I go, I might get stuck in some pretty uncomfortable situations. You don't know if you're going to feel like death. You don't know if you're going to run into something terrible or get stuck in a foreign country or lose everything you have or just be high and dry and sick to your stomach and miserable all the way through. And you have to risk that if you're going to experience anything good.
Yeah. You've hit on one of my absolute favorite themes, because I am definitely a hobbit. I just want to stay in my hobbit hole. I want deep breakfast. I want second breakfast. I want 11sies. I love how in that book, in the first, it's just the first few chapters, where Bilbo, he constantly makes a point, hobbits don't like adventures. And I love how Gandalf, there's a reoccurring line from Gandalf, something to the effect of, there is so much more in Bilbo than he ever imagines.
Yes.
And that's what God's trying to draw out of us. Mm-hmm. But we resist because we don't want to go on the adventure.
Yeah.
So we live in this constant fear. You know, quite honestly, I think we think God is a madman, and we have to protect ourselves from him.
Yeah. You know, it's what makes these books so brilliant to reflect upon, because they're not an allegory. He didn't want them to be an allegory. But if you're as brilliant as he was, you just kind of end up weaving truth so deeply into the novel that it works very well. Because I think it's very true that we're all living that way. And then at some point, God drops too many dwarves on your doorstep. Even if you're locked in your little house, he's going to bring them straight to your front door and he's going to disrupt your whole life.
Yeah.
You can't really escape it either way.
Yeah, Bilbo didn't escape. Problem is, we can escape.
Yes.
And this is the great danger. God leaves us free to send in our regrets, to escape the invitation.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest, that is the greatest tragedy. You know, Teresa of Avila says, by the way, I hate when anyone ever starts a phrase with, you know, because when you start that way, why would I then say the next thing? Mm-hmm. Teresa of Avila says, the only condition necessary to reach your fullest potential is just the unconditional surrender to God, where we say to God, hey, you can do whatever you want with me. That scares me to death. We're afraid to give the unconditional surrender to God. We don't trust him.
But you know, I was having a conversation with my sister Grace while we were hiking the other day about, I am trying to like hiking. All of my siblings really love hiking. And I just, even as much as I do it, I respect you guys deeply. But she was just talking about the more you make decisions of willpower or you put yourself through that sort of thing, the more you have a capacity to enjoy it and a capacity for it.
Yes.
On a physical level.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, if you sit very still and you stay very, very comfortable, not only will your capacity for it shrink and shrink and shrink, but it will come for you anyways. But if you choose it and you go out and you experience and you let yourself be stretched, your capacity for those things will grow greater. And things will actually get much easier.
You don't realize the amazing analogy you just made, because that is precisely the soul.
Mm-hmm.
That the whole deal is about God, the infinite, all-powerful, everything imaginable, God, wants to pour himself into your soul. And we say, well, okay, God, do it. Well, he would burst us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. The only thing holding God back is we just couldn't handle it. So he needs to stretch us and get us. He needs to enlarge our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
That all we're talking about is God enlarging our capacity, our soul, to receive him. And we just resist. Because we want the oxen or the field more than we want God.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're back to your examine of conscience. What you're asking is, what do we want more than God? Why do we send our regrets back to the party?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to go to the party.
Yeah.
So what is it that we want more?
Mm-hmm.
I know my three. And they do make up the heart of my confession each time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my three. Question is, rhetorical question. Do you know yours?
I'll have to start thinking about it.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.